So if there's a day that you're out there and you just feel fantastic, you're floating, everything feels easy, and you're having a blast, I'm not going to rain on your parade. Keep running. Episode 307 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: stick to the script. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's quick tip, announcement time. We've got a new patron. Huge shout out to Kelly Easton for becoming the most recent patron. Heading over to patreon.com/dizruns, or just go to dizruns.com/support, and there's a link that'll take you there. And you know, for the price of a cup of coffee, you know, one cup of coffee per month, you too can support the continued growth and evolution and development and hopefully continued improvement of the show. You know, we're 307 episodes in now, and no plans on stopping anytime soon. So you can, you know, kick in $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you think the show might be worth to you. It's all appreciated. It's all appreciated. And if you're not in a situation where you can support the show financially through Patreon or, you know, through other means, you know, a share on Twitter is equally appreciated. You know, a rating and review. Haven't had a rating and review on iTunes lately, so that's another option. So whole host of options. Some that cost you a few bucks, some that are completely free, just cost you a few minutes of your time. But are all ways that you can support the show, and you can find that list again at dizruns.com/support. And Kelly, thanks again for becoming a patron. Appreciate you. Recently on Twitter, I put out the question of, you know, what are you struggling with? What can I talk about on the show, on these type of quick tip episodes, that is something that the people that are following me on Twitter are struggling with at the moment? I like to keep these things somewhat timely, somewhat relevant as much as possible. So I've mentioned this before, but if you ever have anything that you're struggling with and you think would make a good quick tip, please let me know. And I'd be happy to turn that into an episode if it's something that I'm confident in my ability to speak on. Which is most things, but every once in a while, there's stuff that I recognize that I'm not maybe always the expert in something. I don't want to steer you the wrong way. But as long as I'm confident in my ability to help steer you in the right direction, I'm always open for topics for these quick tip episodes. So always feel free to send them my way. But anyway, last week, I got a few responses that were both similar to the idea or the premise that what do you do on days when you're out for a run and everything feels so good and you just don't want to stop? You know, maybe your plan that day is just for a couple of easy miles and you feel fantastic, so you end up going longer, or you're going faster than you're supposed to, or, you know, maybe you're doing a long run and, you know, you're just having such a great time, you're feeling so good that 12 miles turns into 15 miles, or, you know, whatever the case may be. What happens when you go off script, when you color outside the lines, when you do a little bit more than you were supposed to? Is it okay? Is it a problem? Should you really fight the urge? You know, what do you do in that situation? And first and foremost, I do want to recognize that those days that things just feel fantastic are few and far between. So I fully understand and probably am guilty of recognizing when I'm having one of those days and kind of throwing caution to the wind and just going farther. And that's okay. That's okay. And that kind of, you know, what I want to talk about are just five kind of things to keep in mind when you're faced with the idea of, you know, I'm feeling really good today and I want to go a little bit farther. So just five things to keep in mind to help you make the decision that ultimately you have to make, whether you're working with a coach, whether you're following a downloaded training plan, whether you're just kind of doing your own thing. Keep these things in mind when you've got that, you know, that itch to go a little bit farther, and just make whatever decision you end up making and be okay with it. But just, again, here's a few things to keep in mind whenever you find yourself in that type of situation. First and foremost, remember that your training plan is never set in stone. You know, if you're working with me, I tell you that all the time. And you know that, you know, the folks in the coterie, the folks that I'm coaching for races, like, they see their plans are changing all the time. You know, I only write about a week or a week and a half's worth of plan at a time anyway, because there's no sense getting too much farther out ahead because things are going to change so often. So, you know, nothing's ever set in stone. Even if you just have a plan that you downloaded and you don't have that interaction with a coach, or whether you're just kind of, you know, doing your own thing, following along the guidelines of a book or something like that, there's always wiggle room. You can always adjust. So if you were supposed to go easy one day and things felt good and you decided to go hard or go longer or whatever the case may be, those changes can be made. those changes can be made. And that's part of the joy of hiring a coach and paying somebody to work with you, is that that's their job, is to fix things. Now, you don't want to abuse that privilege and never follow the plan, but you know, on the occasion, it's okay to say, hey coach, overdid things a little bit yesterday. You know, we need to make a couple of adjustments, and the coach should be willing to do that. I mean, that's kind of our job. So, just realize that your plan isn't set in stone. And so by going overboard one day, you know, you're not doomed to disaster at that point. You know, just realize that things are going to change. But also realize, and this is kind of point number two, that there should be, at least if you have a good coach or a good plan, there should be a method to the madness. Okay. So there's things are on your training plan for a reason. Things build to a crescendo, you know, step one, step two, step three, step four, all the way to race day. It's not step one, step 12, step four, step 17. You know, there's an order to things. So when you go above and beyond, that can, you know, screw up the plan a little bit. Now, again, the coach should be willing to adjust and should have some type of understanding, some type of communication process in place, so that when that happens, and it happens to everybody, so don't feel like, you know, I'm villainizing anybody or anything like that. I've done it. Everybody that's a runner that I know has done it at one point or another. But just realize that when you step outside the kind of the bounds, there may be some extra soreness, or there may be an extra rest day that now, you know, instead of your run tomorrow, now maybe tomorrow turns into a rest day that you weren't planning on. So just know that there's a method to the madness. So the closer you can stick to the script, the more you can kind of predict what the next phase is going to be. And that kind of ties directly right into the next point, is that there are going to be ramifications. You know, that you put a dam on a river and it affects things both upstream and downstream. So maybe in this case, it doesn't affect the workouts that you've done previously so much, but it is going to impact the workouts for later in the week. So again, like I said, maybe you're going to have an extra rest day. Maybe your speed workout, your track workout is now going to be a easy run recovery day because you turned your easy run recovery day into a tempo run or something like that. You know, just maybe you're just sore because you did 3 or 4 miles more than you were originally planned to, and now you just got some extra soreness. So instead of pushing our luck, you know, you get with the coach, you talk, you say, all right, well, let's make this an easy day, and we'll just kind of, you know, no big deal, but you know, long term. But just realize that there are going to be very likely some residual damage, if you will. There'll be a few things that may need to be tweaked because of going overboard on what you were supposed to do for any particular day. Trying to not be too much of a Debbie Downer here, but one thing that you do need to be aware of is that there are risks of doing too much, whether it's too much too fast. So maybe you're coming back from an injury, maybe you're just new to running and you're working with a coach, or you got a plan that's pretty conservative, and like you're feeling good, so you keep doing more, and the next day you're feeling good, so you do more, and the next day you're feeling good and you do more. That doesn't guarantee that you're going to have an issue, but it increases the risk. You know, doing too much too soon, too much without any rest days, always going hard, never taking a day off, never doing an easy run, things like that are a problem. So, you know, embrace the fact that you're feeling good, but just listen to your body the next day, all right? Listen to your body going through that process, so that you can try to temper those risks of an injury as much as possible. Because, you know, I mean, the last thing you want to do is end up being out for 6 weeks because you decided to run 3 extra miles one day and then go hard again the next day, and now you got, you know, shin splints, or you got plantar fasciitis or a stress fracture or whatever may crop up because of doing, you know, too much on a consistent basis. And then the last thing that I want to say on this, or at least as far as tips or things to remember, is that if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume that you're probably not an elite runner. Now, if we've got any elite runners that listen to the show, we'd love to have you, and you're probably paying for a coach, so you've got your own own strategies that you've got going on, and own, you know, the methods to your madness and who you report to and all that kind of stuff. But for the vast majority of us, running is something we do for fun, right? So if there's a day that you're out there and you just feel fantastic, you're floating, everything feels easy, and you're having a blast, I'm not going to rain on your parade. Keep running. You know, again, if you do that once in a while, and we don't have those days that feel fantastic very often, at least I don't know, maybe I'm doing something wrong. But you know, there's days that feel good. There's days that the runs are good, but those days where the run just feels just completely effortless and just on cloud nine, you know, those happen once in a blue moon. So when that happens, if you're having fun and you've got time, you don't have something, you know, you don't have an appointment you need to get to or kids to pick up after practice or something like that, where you can just spend an extra half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever the case may be, go for it. Go for it. If that lights you up, if that's what's fun for you, you know, always make sure that your running is fun. So if it's going to kind of, you know, ruin you or maybe not ruin you, but put a damper on a day because you feel good, but you're like, God, the plan is just 3 easy miles today. Go ahead and go for 5 or 6 miles. It's okay. It's okay. Go ahead and pick the pace up a little bit. Just again, realize all those other things that I said before that it's going to impact maybe what you do tomorrow. And if you have a coach, you're going to need to communicate that to your coach. But as a coach, when all is said and done, it's all about having fun. It's all about having fun. That's, you know, the reason we do this is we may be competitive. We may have big goals, but at the end of the day, if running stops being fun, we'll turn our attention to something else. So keep it fun, And when runs feel easy, man, in my experience, those are the days that are the most fun. So embrace that. So hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully that helps. If you're struggling with the idea of not doing too much or, you know, well, this is what the training plan says, so I have to follow it to the letter. There's always a little bit of wiggle room. You just got to be intelligent, and, you know, don't make too many crazy choices too often. You know, stick to the script most of the time, but you know, a little improv never hurt anybody. And sometimes those are where the real gems come, and that's where the real joy comes from. So it's okay to go off script once in a while. So with that, thanks for listening. Thanks again for all the ways that you support the show. Patreon, reviews, sharing the show with friends, blogging about it, telling other people about it. You know, there's so many things that you can do to help grow the show, and you have been, and it's so appreciated. And if you want to do more, disruns.com/support, there's a whole big list of things that you can do there. So have a great weekend, guys. If you listen to this on Friday, have a great rest of the day, whatever day it is that you're listening to this episode of the show. And look forward to talking to you again real soon. Until then,
see ya.